Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. Become a Coast Insider, and you can hear this complete conversation as well as recent shows featuring guests discussing new cases of the troubling cattle mutilation phenomenon, worrisome instances of clandestine CIA torture, and the evidence that the lost city of Atlantis may have really once existed. Check out these programs and many other fascinating episodes waiting for you in the Coast to Coast Archive by heading over to coasttocoastam.com and signing up for Coast Insider.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
We'll get to open lines coming up sometime next hour. Chuck has been kind enough to give us a little bonus time too, so thank you for that. We're talking about both the career, the avocation, and the vocation, I guess we should probably say, of Chuck Lavelle, who is a co-founder of the Mother Nature Network, and somebody who's been very interested in tree conservancy. He's also a tree farmer, and as well as the musical arranger and studio creative director of the Rolling Stones. Is there an official title for you in the Stones, Chuck?
Well, they have bestowed the moniker of musical director on me, so that's
musical director. That's wonderful. And I hear your hand, I think, in other things like the Black Crowes version of Hard to Handle, which, you know, I mean, the piano on that is awesome. But I also, had a such a seasoned sound to that young band that I always wondered whether or not that was because of your participation.
Well, those guys, Rich and Chris, the Robinson brothers, the original name of that band was Mr. Crow's Garden. And I found out about them through the producer, George Draculius, who approached me and said, listen, our label is going to do a record on these guys, and they specifically requested that you play on it. And so can I meet with you? So we met out in L.A. when I was doing another recording session out there. And George, the producer, played me this raw tape, a cassette tape, and his Cadillac convertible after we had lunch. And it was crazy, but it was crazy good. You know, it was muffled sound. You know, the recording was awful. You couldn't distinguish a lot of stuff. But what you could distinguish was this unmistakable energy and this, you know, just passion. It just was there. And so I said, yeah, George, I'll do it. And we arranged it just a day or two before I was to leave on a Stones tour. We recorded in Atlanta. And the original request was, would you play on a couple of songs? So I did, and, you know, I played on the first one, played piano, and they said, well, what about some organ? I'll put some organ on it. same thing. And then by the time the whole deal was finished, I was on, like, you know, 90% of the record.
Yeah. I'm trying to work you the same way for the show tonight. I'm trying to, like, get you to do one track and get you another track. And, I mean, I cannot tell you. I mean, I never thought I'd ever talk to you. So this is just, it's so exciting to me because I just love your work. And I could totally understand why they would be like, yeah, okay, we'll get him in. And then there's probably like a plan. They're like, just get him on a little, we'll get him a little pregnant, and then we'll get him to stick around.
That's the way you work, huh, man? Okay.
I don't know. I don't know how else to do it. I thought I had you for 2 hours. So, but I will take you where I can. So I'm not imagining that you brought something to that album that was intentional, that they want you to be there to bring a little of that kind of seasoned R&B blues rock, you know, roots kind of thing that you brought to it.
Well, I'll tell you, Ian, you know, as young as those guys were at the time, they knew a lot. You know, they had studied rock and roll. They had studied it deeply, and rhythm and blues. You know, they knew about all the most important artists that influence all of us, and including the Rolling Stones. I mean, there's definitely a Stonesy element.
Oh, yeah. Oh, totally.
Black Brothers. But, you know, they have the Southern thing. You know, they've got the R&B groove. They got the soul in there.
Right.
And but they've got the British Invasion. You know, you can hear a little bit of Faces.
Sure.
And some of the stuff. And but they were fun. You know, they just had all this just incredible energy. I remember while I was recording with the band, you know, I was overdubbing. They already had the tracks going. And my wife and our, at the time, toddler daughter was about 3 years old, and Chris Robinson was chasing my little girl all around. She was chasing
funny.
Him. He was like a little kid, is what I'm
those are happy memories.
Now. Yeah, great memories.
Do you have the same memory when you were, I mean, you know, everybody knows the Allman Brothers originally did a version of Midnight Rider, and then Greg Allman does his solo version. The original Allman Brothers cut is well respected, and often covered by other people as well. But Greg Allman's version of that song, I mean, became a top 20 hit. It's a great song. It's a wonderful version. What was the difference? I track with that song partly because it's so not my life. You know, I'm never in danger. I never do anything dangerous. I'm not on the run. Nobody wants to kill me. Well, some people want to kill me, but nobody important wants to kill me. And so, you know, I mean, it's funny to me that I relate to those lyrics. I guess I always sort of feel like I'm always a day late and a dollar short, and I'm always trying to get somewhere and the elements are against me. But that song has such a cool, spooky vibe, that version of Midnight Rider. How did you get that?
Well, it was certainly intended. You know, when you really dive into the lyrics of the song and the guy's on the run and he's trying to hide and dodge bullets and so forth.
Yeah,
it needs that mysterious element to it. And the original record, as good as it is a bit happy, isn't it? You know, it's got a kind of an uplifting.
That's true.
Vibe to it. And so the intention when we tackled it this time was let's get the mystery in there. Let's get the, you know, let's make it feel like this guy is hiding out and. That was the intention. That's the way we approached it. And by the way, that's what Greg wanted. And, man, listen, when you played that song on the break, it just reminded me how wonderful that voice is.
Oh, yeah.
Brought back a lot of memories, you know, just hearing the tune. And I sure do miss the guy, I tell you that.
Goosebumps. I met him once on touring on the I'm No Angel album.
Oh, yeah.
And he was just out of rehab. And I know that was kind of a problem with one of the Robinsons, and so you got the Stones and all these years. How did you avoid falling into that vortex of drugs or alcohol that ruined so many lives, I'm sure that you know, or threatened so many performances and talents of people that you've known?
Well, man, you know, most all musicians like to experiment one way or another, but at some point in time, if you love what you do and you're deeply passionate about it, you realize, hey, I want to do this as long as I can. I want to do this a long time.
Right.
What does it take to do that a long time? Well, let's keep yourself in shape, man, you know. And then I got kind of addicted to working out. You know, I used to run quite a lot. I don't do that so much anymore, but, you know, I still hit the gym. And that means everything to me. You know, it's a much better addiction than the other things.
Yeah, it is. But, I mean, you know what I mean by that. I've had a similar experience in media, working in radio and television for many years. And people who I thought were a hell of a lot more talented than I am, you know, took an early off-ramp. And yeah. It saddens me to think how much they struggled. And even when they had their successes coming back, you know, you could tell that they were still haunted a little bit by all of that. And I commend your long career because of how much you've been able to contribute to other people. And to, you know, like with the Stones in particular, as their musical director, where you're in the studio and I've seen the Stones work a little bit on like TV specials. And there's that great, you know, movie about Sympathy for the Devil. And I know their process is kind of weird. Their writing process would seem a little ad hoc, I think. And is that why you're there, to try to pick up the pieces and keep them going in the right direction?
Well, you know, first of all, I have to say about the work ethic of the band. You know, people think, oh, it must be great to be in a band like the Rolling Stones, and it's just lovely. You get up on stage and play, do your thing, and then you go away. But, you know, when you look at the body of work that these guys have put together and what it takes, I think that film you're talking about that is about Sympathy for the Devil shows
yeah.
very graphically the iterations, the attempt.
Right.
You know, how do we the first attempt at the thing was just really slow, draggy.
Kind of bad.
Yeah.
And it's
really
bad.
Depressing, and they had to go through, try all these different things to get to what works, and that's really the way the band works. You know, I've been in recording sessions with them when, like, here's an example of You Got Me Rockin', which I think is a really cool rock anthem. It may not be people's favorite Stone song, but it's, I tell you what, every time we play the song, people are singing along with it. But Keith had the riff and the chorus. Hey, hey, you got me rockin' now. Hey, hey. We battered that thing every day for like hours before finally this form took place. I mean, Mick would just be mumbling unintelligible words over the thing until finally something happened. You know, it's like, just don't give up. Don't let go. Stay at it, stay at it, stay at it until something emerges. And it does. And it's magic.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern, and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal, or great on its own, whether you're having pink lady apple, berry lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom.com/compatibility.